Good morning. Welcome to Chamber Chat. This is Jack Llewellyn from the Durango Chamber of Commerce. And for Chamber upcoming events, go to DurangoBusiness.org. And we do have our Eggs and Issues coming up on December 5th, and it's going to be Moving the Needle on Healthcare Costs. We'll have a panel of folks from Southwest Health Alliance. They're working with the Peak Alliance, who had some success up in Summit County. So you can go to DurangoBusiness.org and register for that. Speaking of kind of healthcare, I have Christine Deem with Southwest Colorado Patient Advocate. How are you?
Great.
Yeah?
Doing well this morning.
Well, thank you for coming in, and thank you for what you do. I know before we went on the air, I said, I could have used you when I moved my mom down here from Denver, and kind of was thrown into the world of being a caregiver. So you can help me with that.
Exactly. So as a patient advocate, I help clients or families or patients kind of navigate healthcare. Healthcare system is very complex, very difficult to figure out, confusing, and kind of mind-blowing.
Well, it is, and it's also, I mean, just even going through when you get the bill. Well, let me rewind the tape a little. Tell me a little bit about your background.
So I am a nurse of 22 years. Uh-huh. I've worked in different areas of healthcare, primarily in the hospital setting.
Okay.
I started my career out in the intensive care unit with critically ill patients. And so in that arena, there is, as the patient is unable to speak for themselves,
right,
the nurse in that role is a huge advocate for the patient and for the family.
Well, you're an incredible translator of all the information, because when you're so close to the person that's getting the care, it's emotional.
Exactly.
And you probably help remove emotion and bring in the practical advocate stuff that's needed.
Exactly. And in that arena, in the intensive care unit, families are completely overwhelmed.
Oh, absolutely.
They have a family member that's sick, and they don't understand what the doctor is telling them. It mm-hmm. feels like a completely foreign language.
Right.
So as a nurse and also an advocate, I kind of simplified the information and was able to give the families more information so that they could then turn and make more informed decisions for their loved one.
And so what are the services then that you provide as an advocate for the patient?
So in the kind of outpatient or day-to-day life uh-huh. of patients, clients, families, primarily I could help anything from helping finding a physician, getting a second opinion, educating families and patients or clients mm-hmm. of their medical condition. Just a whole arena, anything to do with healthcare, I can help with.
So if someone's listening and they have a family member that they think might need to go into, whether it's assisted living or, advanced care, so to speak, can you help assess that situation and sit down with them and say, all right, let's look at what your loved one's capable of and not capable of?
So in my role in that arena, so you're going to have, families will have assistance from the facilities to kind of help gauge the level of care that they mm-hmm. can provide. As an advocate, I can help families kind of be that go-between, especially if the family members of the caregiver, uh-huh. If they're not in town, I can help be that go-between. But also I can advocate for that loved one or patient and let them know these are the things that they would like. These are the things that they would like to see in your center. These are the things that they need. Be that communicator with that facility and say, this is their level of functioning. What are you able to provide for this patient?
Can you also, if somebody, so I'm 55 and I do have a living will and I do have my will in place and all of that, do you help people that keep going, I got to get that done? If I called you up and said, hey, Christine, I need some help in figuring out the living will. Where do I start? What do I do? Or for a loved one, can you help navigate that?
Yes, absolutely. So in those instances, sometimes you may want to get a lawyer involved. Sure. Other times there are forms that I can assist with in filling that paperwork out. But I could also give patients and just clients information on the importance of filling that paperwork out.
Well, and definitely having it in place before you need it.
Exactly.
So what are some of the cases that you've worked on? I got to sneeze. What are some of the cases that you've worked on and some of the things that you have done?
So Colorado, Durango, our areas, we're kind of isolated.
Yeah.
And so we have limitations here as far as specialties, what I call specialties, specialized care, like we don't have an endocrinologist, we have a shortage of urology care here. And so in those instances, if we don't have that specific specialty, mm-hmm. I can help patients go outside of Durango to find that physician that they need to see. Or if patients feel they want a second opinion, I can also guide them in that process.
And then can you also kind of be help with the liaison relationship to patient, hospital, and the insurance company? Because that's something else. I mean, getting you know, so I go in and I'm like, okay, I know I need something. I'm not going to stop and think, you know, especially in an emergency situation. But there's so many times you all of a sudden you go get a treatment, or you just discover afterwards, well, yeah, if you would have gone XYZ, it might be different, might be less expensive, might be a little more, but here's what they offer. So you can help navigate that?
Exactly, exactly.
Oh, wow.
So in these instances, my job right now is I want to get the word out to the community that my services are available, because uh-huh. so many times you hear of friends and family going to the emergency room, their loved one is flown out to Denver because they're sick, and they're completely overwhelmed. And in those instances, I can help. And I can help give patients and families information. And a lot of patients and families don't even realize this, but you have choices. You have options. If you don't want to go to that specific facility
right.
in Denver and you want to go somewhere else, you can by all means advocate yeah. for that and let your team at the hospital know that this is where you want to go.
Well, a great example. So I was at Lake Powell back in like 1992 or 91. I can't remember, but probably because I got run over by a boat. But I'm at Lake Powell, and literally a boat came around a corner, hit our boat head on, fractured my skull, had brain fluid apparently coming out my ear and all this. They air vac'd me, and they said, we're going to take you to Page. I said, I don't live in Page. I live in Durango. And the guy was like, well, that's kind of far. And I said, is this life-threatening? Well, no. Take me to Durango. I'm not flying, so then I got to figure out how to get home. But I advocated for myself in that situation. But that is very important to know that, yes, there are choices, and you can help navigate that system. What is the best way to get a hold of you? Website, Facebook?
What so works? I have all of the social media. Uh-huh. I have the Facebook, Instagram, and website.
And what will we search?
So what you would search is either Durango Patient Advocate or Durango Nurse Navigator.
Okay.
Those kinds of keywords would come up.
Uh-huh.
But if you type in Southwest Patient Advocate, it'll come up.
That'll come up, and then your people can engage and with you. And you are you willing to be helpful, and I guess, in sitting down and just, you know, someone says, I don't know if I need your services yet, but I can see it's coming up on the horizon probably. Will you sit down to a consultant with or consult with them?
It's exactly. So I would do, typically I do an initial consultation and we kind of assess where you're at and what your needs are.
Okay. And what do you suggest, you know, because for me, it was always easy to advocate for my mom. And always being there and making sure things were being done right, questioning why we're doing it. She had, you know, she went on dialysis. I mean, all these things that I was able to put in place. But I'm not a very good advocate for myself. My wife's really good at asking those questions. What do you suggest for someone how they can advocate for themselves?
So as a nurse, my big tool that I recommend to patients or clients is to educate yourself. Educate yourself about your health. Educate yourself about your medical condition. Educate yourself on your medications that you're taking.
Okay.
So many times I've had patients just bring in their sack of meds and not know what they're taking and why they're taking it.
Right.
So it's really difficult. You're presenting yourself with some challenges if you're not aware of what's going on.
Well, especially the drug interaction. I mean, those are the things that I've heard over and over, that this one drug cancels out the effects of this other one, or and if you don't take them, you know, 4 hours apart or whatever the case may be. Those are things that are vitally important.
Exactly. And if you were to have some sort of side effect or adverse reaction to a medication, and then you don't know what you're taking, and you were to show up at the ER,
right,
they would have a difficult time. It'd be challenging for them to figure out what's going on.
I need to figure out what medication is making my hair turn gray and fall out. Can you help me with that?
Exactly.
Look at you. You're like, what was that one, Jack? I'm kidding. Unfortunately, it's just genetics, right? So when is the best time? I guess any time somebody can engage your services, I would assume. Because so often, it's like when I move my mom here, you know, and all of a sudden, I'm thrust into this world of Medicare, you know, Medicaid. I mean, the differences, trying to understand all of that, getting her, you know, and I had the doctors lined up. Thank goodness Dr. Murphy said he would take her as a patient. You know, he's retired since then. But and all the things fell into place, got her a place at Sunshine Gardens. You know, and I did, I will give a shout out, you know, a lot of different caregiver services to get her transported to and from dialysis. But when would I want to engage with you in that whole process? Earlier, I would assume, better?
Earlier than better. And especially, this, all of this takes time.
Yeah.
And if you're working full-time and trying to juggle all of, you know, all of your healthcare needs or your loved one's healthcare needs, it's time-consuming. So anytime you start feeling that you're getting pulled in too many directions or you're feeling overwhelmed, that's the time to call me.
Well, and I have to say, caregiving, honestly, was the most rewarding, but it was also one of the most stressful, or it was the most stressful thing I've ever been through, because I always say life is what happens when you have other plans, and that phone would ring, and I would have to stop what I'm doing, meet the transport or the ambulance at the, you know, at Mercy, or come into town, take care of something, it's amazing how that can change. So again, somebody wants to reach out to you, Christine, and it's Southwest Colorado Patient Advocate.
Correct.
I can find you that way.
Correct. And I'd love to help.
And social media, Facebook, all of those.
All of it.
And we can hunt you down?
Correct.
Well, again, thank you so much for what you do, because I know a lot of people that I'll be referring your way.
Thank you so much for having me on your show today.
Absolutely. Will you come back?
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you again for being here. And we have to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. Have a great day. And don't forget, too, for upcoming chamber events, go to DurangoBusiness.org. Have a great day.